Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today.
We've begun discussing monotheism and the divine attributes in the last few episodes. Shiite scholars believe that God is one, in contrast to other religions such as Christianity.
He's completely immaterial being.
We don't believe that in the Trinity, and that there's three dimensions to God: Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God. We don't believe that he's a physical body. Also, in contrast to other sects in Islam, within Islam, Shiism doesn't believe that God is a physical body. We believe that he has absolute power, he has absolute knowledge. Also, the verses of the Holy Quran in which physical attributes have been ascribed to God, such as having a hand and so on and so forth, we don't take these literally. We interpret them in a different way, in contrast to other sects within Islam. This is very important, and we're going to be repeating this throughout all of our episodes. It's necessary to make this clear. So even if you see such expressions as the hand of God, it's important not to take this literally, because God doesn't have human-like characteristics such as a physical body.
Today we're going to be examining a question and a problem which is very important. And that problem is related to a category of God's attributes which have been mentioned in the Quran and the traditions, which have led to differences of opinion amongst the Muslims, and specifically amongst the scholars who have attempted to interpret these traditions and these verses of the Holy Quran and these attributes of God. To explain, there's a series of attributes in the Quran which, if we didn't know that the Quran and the traditions had mentioned them, we would have categorically denied them. For example, in Surah Rahman, verse 27, God Almighty says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, and the face of your Lord will remain, the possessor of majesty and nobility. In this verse, we see that God Almighty has described himself as having a face. Or, for example, in Surah Sa'd, verse 75, God Almighty says, خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ, I created with my two hands. So in this verse, we see that God Almighty has been described as having two hands. In the previous verse, he's been described as having a face. There are also many traditions which describe God as having certain bodily parts. Right now, we're not concerned with the whether or not these traditions are authentic and reliable or not. But if not anything, we can't deny the fact that some of these things have been mentioned, some of these attributes have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, and so therefore they're undeniable. It created a problem for them in the sense that we know that the intellect says that God cannot be something physical in nature. It's also something that's been affirmed in religion through the Quran and the traditions. At the same time, God is describing himself with these attributes. In response to this problem and this paradox, various theories have been put forward. For example, some of the theologians said that God has a face, and he has hands, and just like we do. In fact, some of them went to the extreme of saying that it's possible to shake God's hand, or it's possible to hug God, you know. Just like you could hug your brother in faith, or your mother or your father, you could also do that in this world and in the hereafter if you reach the level of sincerity towards him. This is a theory, obviously, that doesn't deserve any serious consideration, keeping in mind the fact that God is not a physical body, and this is something which is simply impossible. Another group of theologians said that we affirm these attributes for God in the exact same meaning that they have when they're used for human beings and other creatures. However, in order to avoid the problem that the first group did, who said that God possesses these things as any other physical being would, these people added the clause that he possesses these things in the exact same way that we do, only in a way that's dissimilar and different from the way we do. In Arabic, they said, بِلَا تَشْبِيهٍ وَلَا تَكِيفٍ, in a way that's not similar to us, and in a with a quality that's not similar to ours, in order to avoid the aforementioned problem. Now, this theory also is something that doesn't deserve any scholarly consideration, considering the fact that it's a contradiction and therefore wrong. Thank you for joining us here today on The Key. We were looking at God's attributes. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.